Good morning, and welcome to the Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. I'm Jim Tevenin. Something special today. We take some pride in the fact that we often present the work of student musicians on Spokane Public Radio, and the Piano Bench is one of the prime examples of that. Every second Tuesday now, we have students from Eastern Washington University who come and do both solo piano work and also collaborative piano work with us. And beginning next week, on the first Monday of the month for the rest of the school year, we will welcome students from Judith Shefflin's studio at Whitworth University. And now it's the turn for Gonzaga this morning. A young man who's a junior by the name of Henry Mauser gave his junior recital at GU, and then he came to our studios here in North Spokane and recorded that program for us. And we're going to listen to that today. Some really fascinating music and really awfully well played as well. Henry Mauser is from Seattle, and he's majoring in music with a concentration in piano performance and, as well, biology. And he studies with Greg Presley, and also at Gonzaga has various accompanying roles that he fulfills with choral ensembles, and he also does some chamber work along the way as well. And we're going to listen now, first of all, to music of Ludwig van Beethoven. This is the second last of his piano sonatas. This is the truly mature and masterful Beethoven at work. He knows exactly what to do, and boy, does he surprise you sometimes. It's a work that is technically quite demanding and interpretatively quite demanding as well. And we are very pleased to have Henry Mauser performing for us now this Sonata number 31 in A-flat, the Opus 110 of Ludwig van Beethoven. recorded in our KPBX studio. That was piano student Henry Mauser playing that sonata number 31 in A-flat, opus 110 of Ludwig van Beethoven. It's an amazing work. It was one of three, these last three of the Beethoven sonatas for piano. They were not the last music for piano that Beethoven was to write. He had another set of bagatelles in him, but this was his last efforts in the sonata genre. And it's an amazing work on all kinds of levels, but not the least of which is that it utilizes fugue in the last movement. Here was the revolutionary who has brought music, kind of wrenched it into the 19th century, but by the same token, he is not afraid to use, and to use very well, the fugue. There was something about that has inspired various writers to say that there's much in the way of uplift. It's as though Beethoven, in planting himself in the past, is attempting to just raise himself up as well. Lovely performance there that you are hearing on the piano bench here on Spokane Public Radio. Well, we turn now to the music of a composer, one of the big three born in that year of 1685. You have Johann Sebastian Bach, you have Georg Friedrich Handel, and you have Domenico Scarlatti. Incredibly prolific composer who has left us essentially 500 marvelous miniatures, in addition to other things. But in terms of his keyboard output, that's what we have from him. And they are a wonder, and they are a part of all pianists' repertoire, or should be at any rate, and certainly were in some of the cases of the famous pianists of the 20th century, when you would think that Baroque is just not their bag. Well, those such as Vladimir Horowitz, very much fans of Scarlatti and his music. Henry Mauser now plays for us which is perhaps the best known of his sonatas, the sonata in E major. The Kirkpatrick number is 380. This is Henry Mauser from our KPBX studio. Thank you. Henry Mauser playing that music of Domenico Scarlatti. It is a sonata in E major. The Kirkpatrick number is 380. And Henry Mauser, paraphrasing the work of Ralph Kirkpatrick, the chronicler of Scarlatti's music, paraphrases him this way in his program notes. Scarlatti was very much a creature of 18th century court life, serving the court of King John V of Portugal. And he, to paraphrase Kirkpatrick, he says, there was a sense of refinement and even opulence in Scarlatti's music. He's also known for capturing the essence of Spanish popular dance and also hinting at the tragic along the way. And he goes on to say that this particular sonata is characteristic of this kind of a dance in a slow triple meter, and it's a demonstration of lyricism and regality as well, the regality coming from those little trumpet calls that are repeated motifs throughout the piece. We're presenting the music played by Gonzaga University student and student of Greg Presley there, Henry Mauser. This was his program, his junior recital program. We so have heard so far music of Beethoven and Domenico Scarlatti, and we will close his program with music of the 20th century by Sergei Prokofiev, his Sonata No. 3 in A minor. Interesting piece. Because like the Beethoven, it both looks forward and back. There is some very definitely modern sound to this, but also there is a hearkening back to some of the romantic music that was, of course, a part of Prokofiev's upbringing. This was part of a set of pieces that were in notebooks that Prokofiev came back to and worked on a period of some 10 years. It's going to be played now, this Sonata No. 3 by Prokofiev, by our guest last week in our KPBX studio, Henry Mauser. Thank you. The music of Sergei Prokofiev, played by Henry Mauser from Gonzaga University, closing his program played here at Spokane Public Radio and presented to you today on the Piano Bench. We heard, first of all, the Sonata 31 by Ludwig van Beethoven, and then Sonata in E major by Domenico Scarlatti, and the program closed with this Sonata number 3 in A minor, music of Sergei Prokofiev. And you are listening to Spokane Public Radio's Piano Bench program. My thanks to Henry for coming over and recording. Thanks also to Greg Presley for setting the event up. And to you, our listener members, for listening to the Piano Bench.